T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Day. Sex.
Get this on in your parents' room. Don't go in. You're going to see something you don't want to see.
If I had heard this out in my parents' room, I'd have run in because something would have been wrong. This song came out, they must have been married 40 years already.
You're not daddy.
I'd have figured something was going on.
The milkman.
Where's my dad?
Where's daddy?
Oh, this is my friend. We were wrestling.
This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Will Manso is on the line. He's the sports director at Local 10. He does the pregame, postgame show also on Fox Sports Sun for the Miami Heat. He is a lot of things. He is a passionate Canes fan. He is a New York Giants fan. He's a Heat fan, of course. He's an all-around nice guy and friend of the program, which is why I took to Twitter this morning to defend his honor. And I didn't. It was a scathing critique he got from Glenn Geffner, which I thought was uncalled for. But I'm going to bring Will on here for a second, but I want to get to headlines with Solana. Are you there, Will?
I am here. I'm ready to listen to Solana.
Yeah, because he's, you know, you're a professional sportscaster. And so you deliver headlines and news, and Solana does it, you know, in the first segment every hour. And so I thought it'd be fun to have you on, and you can critique him the way that Glenn Geffner critiqued you.
I'll be much nicer.
All right. Well, no. I want you to be honest. I want you to be. You can be critical in a nice fashion, but let's hear him and see if he's got a future. Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's get some headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Dolphins running back Kenyon Drake left practice yesterday, wasn't a walking boot today. However, he did tell ESPN's Cameron Wolf he'll miss some action, but it's, quote, nothing crazy. Dolphins do expect Kenyon Drake to be ready for week one.
Okay. You have any questions about that, Will, or should we move on?
That wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. Let's move on.
That was good. That was good delivery there. What else you got, Solana?
Wasn't bad. Okay, Will.
Man.
Boy.
A little testy, isn't it?
Somebody's got a high opinion of themselves. You thought that was earth-shatteringly good, Solana?
That was great.
Good start.
Yeah. All right. Good start. What else you got?
Last night, junior safety Derek Smith announced he is no longer on the Canes roster and is officially entering the transfer portal.
All right, that was a nice little pause.
Yeah. Short, sweet, informative. Yeah,
very good. What else? Yeah.
The Marlins lost 15-1 yesterday. Will would know.
Yes, Will knows all too well.
Game two versus the L.A. Dodgers is tonight at 7:10 p.m. from Marlins Park.
Okay.
And finally, season 13 Bachelorette candidate Rachel Lindsay says she slept with two of her three finalists in the fantasy suite. She won't say which ones, though, guys. But she says her eventual choice, Brian Aboloso, knows, and he's cool with it.
Got to test drive the car.
Okay. You have any weather? Give your best Julie Durda impersonation.
Yeah, I left that one for Will. He seems like a Bachelorette fan. So.
Okay.
I'm actually Clay. As you guys have Clay on all the time. He loves that show.
Oh, really? I've never watched it.
I'm not a Bachelor. Yeah, I'm not, I mean, you know, watch it at a Local 10, but I have never actually seen it. It's on
nice
my
company,
TV.
Nice company, man. Very well.
At
very
my
well
desk,
done.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
Like Glenn Nestor, a very good company.
He is a very good company, man. All right, give us the weather there, Solana.
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. It's currently 82 degrees right now. Only an 80% chance you won't see rain tonight. The air quality is good.
That was solid. That was very good.
It's really the weakest part of his game. I really believe it's the weakest part of his game.
Finally.
I mean, who wants the air quality index? The last hour he gave us sunset. I mean, you know.
Do you want the... Will, would you like the UV index?
No, he does not. Well, give us the sponsor so I can talk to Will Mann so he's got places to go.
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways. Visit HialeahPark.com for more info.
All right, there you go. Nice job, Solana. What are you giving there? One out of 10.
That's a solid 8. 7 or 8, I think.
Yeah.
I think he probably can have a little bit more energy, but I think in the end he's informative. I understand everything he says. I liked it.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Okay. Will, when a heat season starts, look out for my tweets critiquing your performance.
He just gave you a 7 or 8 out of 10. What more do you want?
Look out for my tweets, Will.
Will Mann. So
I always do.
Sports director at Local 10. So this is what happened. I want to talk everything with you, but I want to just address this quickly. So
okay,
I wake up this morning. And there's a tweet. I explained this earlier in the show, but there's a tweet from Will Manso last night after the Marlins lost 15-1 that said, "Send me your reaction to the Marlins game tonight in one GIF." And a whole bunch of people tweeted you funny GIFs from, it was a shellacking, like they got their asses kicked.
Yeah.
And somebody retweeted you and wrote, "This should be fun." And Glenn Geffner, the play-by-play man for the Marlins, he tweets, "Less fun when people do things like this, but 100% ignore nights like Saturday." That's when they had the amazing come-from-behind victory. "Where was a tweet like this after an epic win that displayed many of the positives of the build? Yes, there are bad nights, but don't waste our time talking bad when you don't acknowledge the good." So I read that, and I tweet out this morning, and I usually don't get moved by this stuff, but I don't know. I wanted to defend my my friend Will Manso. So I wrote,
appreciate that.
"BS take by you, Glenn. Manso has been a constant voice on radio and TV and Twitter telling fans to believe in what the Marlins are doing. Tons of positive tweets about the Marlins. In fact, 3 in a row about Eason the other night. The Marlins' own Twitter account made fun of last night's 15-1 ass-kicking." And then Glenn went on to, like, respond to things where he was like, "I don't even know who you are, Will Manso, essentially. Like, I don't follow you." And you showed him a couple screenshots. And you're like, "Look, I defend the Marlins all the time. Not that it's that hard to find out." What the hell happened there, Will?
I don't know. And the funny thing is, I woke up this morning and did my regular routine with my girls to take them to camp and just, going to run some errands before work. And I got your text almost at the same time that I got a screen grab of Geffner's tweet, and I hadn't seen it yet because he didn't even at me. So it's like, I had no idea. I woke up, I had no idea. And then you said something about Geffner, and hey, can you come on and talk about this? And I said, wait, is this because of the text that somebody just sent me? And then I started figuring it out. So I don't know. I mean, the fact that Glenn and I don't know Glenn. I've seen him in passing at the ballpark. I have no problems with him. I've never had a baseball conversation with him. I never thought that he thinks anything of me. We don't follow each other on Twitter, not for personal reasons. We just probably don't have the same interest. So I don't know what he was getting at. I mean, they are 44-74. What positive, what can I possibly be tweeting nightly? I mean, that they're great. I mean, I've talked about the rebuild over and over on this show with you guys many times.
I've made fun of you. For your defending the Marlins.
So, and even if he thinks that I am that negative person, like there are a lot of people in town that are down on the Marlins and have nothing good to say. Well, I mean, history has kind of dictated that. I am not one to blame the new regime for it. We know a lot of it's the old regime. But under the new regime, they had the worst record in National League last year. They've got the worst record in the National League this year. Like, if you really want to get picky and be rude and say, hey, the Marlins stink, I don't think anyone would think you're crazy to say it. I'm not one who does it. I don't like to pour on, but I don't know. I honestly don't know. Maybe it's just a company thing that it gets under their skin because they're always getting ripped by everybody. I thought it was a funny bit. It was just, hey, send me your best GIF of this, and I got like a bunch of funny reaction. I don't get it. I don't get it.
And Will, do you have to deal with that out of different teams in South Florida? Because like you're saying, you're one of the faces of sports down here. Do you get criticized by teams a lot for your takes?
The funny thing is when we give, the teams are very fair. Like you'll get a text maybe from someone in media relations, say, hey, we didn't like what you said about that. That wasn't funny or that wasn't fair. And then you explain your situation, probably no different than you guys if you guys are having fun or with a team or saying something. But usually it's done and you communicate with each other, not over Twitter and not over something so silly. And it's funny, the only two times this has ever happened to me with someone really criticizing our coverage or a take that I have, it's been the Marlins. It was Craig Minervini, who I actually know well and is a friend of mine, and now Glenn, who I don't know well, have both gotten just so testy over saying that the Marlins aren't good. And there's nothing wrong with saying they're not good. They're not good. Hopefully one day they will be good. But most teams understand. Look, the Heat a few years ago were what, 11-30? Remember that when they were 11-30 through 41 games? If I go on TV or if I go on social media and say everything's going to be fine, the Heat are good, Riley's building, I mean, people would laugh in my face. You have to say it is what it is. They were the worst team in the NBA at the time. They ended up turning it around. That was great, but you can't lie to your viewer, you can't lie to your followers just because you want to be positive. I mean, you got to tell the truth.
So you couldn't figure out a positive spin on the 15-1 loss last night? I mean, it's I'm getting angry again. Like, this is the time Glenn Geffner wants to fight after a 15-1 loss?
That's what I read. Then he's like, well, you did it. He didn't tweet. This particular person who I don't know, don't follow, and don't know anything about, didn't tweet on Saturday about it. Well, yeah, my family was in town. You know what I was doing Friday and Saturday night? I was getting hammered. I was out drinking. I was at Ball and Chain with my sister and family. We were dancing salsa. I had no idea the Marlins were winning, losing. I didn't care. When I got in Sunday, I saw the highlights, and I said, hey, that's great. Nice win.
Yeah, everybody celebrated that Saturday win. It was fun. It was maybe I think Glenn had tweeted that might be the most fun. I mean, Marlins Park had over 20,000 people that night. It was an improbable victory in the ninth inning. Like, who didn't celebrate that? Like, great.
By the way, that night, two nights before, it was on Thursday when I was working. I had gotten information that it was UM night and the Marlins were going to be selling these special UM hats.
Yes.
And I tweeted that to promote the night and say, hey, go to the night, get these hats. And the hats didn't even come in, so I look like an idiot because there were no hats available.
That was the other thing, too, is Glenn's, like, picking at Will Manso there and going, what about Saturday night and blah, 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 blah. And, like, how about addressing, Glenn, the fact that it was UM night and they had these great UM hats that all the fans had come for and they weren't even there?
Yeah, they didn't show up. Now, great, it's not the Marlins' fault. I get it. It was a shipment issue, but I mean, come on. I mean, that in itself is a punchline. I left it alone because I knew it wasn't the Marlins' fault. There was a shipment issue. It didn't get in. But, I mean, how you can say that, I don't know where it comes from. I just don't get it, Hawk. I honestly don't. I don't.
Yeah. Well, we'll move on.
But I appreciate you. Look, I appreciate you coming to my defense. That was very nice of you because, you know, I do the same for you.
Because I literally couldn't believe that he chose after a 15-1 loss.
That is kind of a hard time. Like, if the Heat lose by 40 and to the Sixers and I'm sitting there ripping, you know, media members for negative coverage of the Heat, that would look stupid. I mean, it would just look dumb.
I did not understand. Well, all right, let's squash it and we'll move on and we'll all...
You better ask Glenn about that.
I don't care what Glenn has to say. Let me, before you run out of time, Will Manso from Local 10. Surprised Jaren Williams got the Canes starting job?
I was a little bit, but given all the, you know, and I'm sure you guys have talked about it a lot, there was a lot of talk coming out of there in the last week or so that Jaren looked the best. And honestly, I haven't been around camp much, and I went yesterday and talking to people behind the scenes and talking to some of the folks there and players and coaches. It's pretty clear to them and to most of the team for the last week and week and a half that Jaren was the better guy right now. And everyone pointed to the scrimmage over the weekend where he just looked great. You know, and these are closed scrimmages, but still that the players and coaches all felt that he looked great and comfortable. And when you look at it too, I mean, he probably is the most ready of all of them as far as to what they're looking for. You know, good arm. He can move a little. He's got that confidence. He knows the playbook inside and out from everyone you talk to. I think Nikosi still, you know, you saw a little bit of the flash, you know, the good, the bad of him last year. I think Tate kind of came in at a disadvantage learning the system and new in the whole transfer. I think in the end, it seems like it's the right choice. He was an Army All-American just a year ago. But honestly, guys, it's almost like the Dolphins QB situation. I expect all these kids to get some work this year, just like I expect Fitzpatrick and Rosen to start games. I'm not sure Jaren Williams is going to start from game one all the way through a bowl game. I think you'll probably see the other QBs at some point.
And Will, getting to the Dolphins, that quarterback situation. Do you want to see Fitzpatrick? He's 37, Will. Do you need to see him in the preseason anymore?
I don't, and I think the Dolphins sort of agree with us. You know, I mean, they obviously Fitzpatrick will play a little in the preseason, but I don't think they're really trying to get much out of him. A lot's been made that in the joint practices in Tampa, a lot of the work with the first team was going to Josh Rosen, and he got a lot of work, obviously, the other day, even though it was second and third team, but he got a lot of work in the preseason game. I think the Dolphins really want to know what they have in Rosen, and now in games that don't count and don't really matter, in the whole scheme of things is where you got to do it, because you can't just throw Rosen in the season if he's not ready. I think you kind of know if you start Ryan Fitzpatrick game one, you know what you're going to get. He's going to have those days where he throws for 350 yards and three touchdowns, and he's going to have those days where he throws two pick sixes in a quarter. I mean, he is who he is, but he's somebody you can kind of depend on. He's a good guy to have for just fill in the season while you're looking for that QB. I think the question for the Dolphins is, can that QB be Josh Rosen? And I think they're kind of trying to figure that out now.
Will Mansell, Local 10, quickly before you got to get out of here. You're a Giants fan. How you feeling about Eli Manning versus Daniel Jones?
Well, I felt a lot better Daniel Jones the other day. You've seen him play. I know it's the preseason, but I'm that typical fan who's going to make a lot out of, like, one series. But I thought it was, you know, to me, I love Eli, and I'll never say bad of Eli because, you know, think about it as the Dolphins. If you have a quarterback who in the last decade plus has won you two Super Bowls, you're going to want the best for him and him to go out the best way possible. So I don't want to see Eli kicked to the curb. But I will say this. If the Giants are, like, 1-7, you know, 2-6, 8 games into the season, I think you got to turn to Daniel Jones. I think you give Eli his last year there. You let him ride it out. If he plays well enough that they're decent, you let Jones sit behind them and wait. But if they struggle like I think most people think they are, let the kid play. You drafted him 6th overall for a reason. Give him a shot.
Finally, did you know that you could eat a hot dog right out of the pack from the fridge, that you don't have to cook it?
You know, it's funny. I saw that you tweet that earlier, and I think that's a joke, right? That's real? People actually eat the hot dog out of the bag? I mean, how can you do that?
Yeah, Will.
What does it taste?
Tastes like a cold hot dog.
But you've done it before?
Yeah, well, I'll take them fishing for catfish, but then once the sun warms them up a little bit, then I'll eat them because I get hungry about noon.
But there's a bunch of people texting us, Will, that they'd eat them right out of the fridge.
I can see, you know, in a hurry, like you're covering a hurricane and you need to eat something fine, but, like, you know, I mean.
I prefer cold chicken. I prefer cold chicken over hot chicken. How do you prefer your chicken?
I'm not going to lie, though. I like hot chicken better, but Publix chicken, the fried chicken, I like it cold.
Yes, that's the chicken that I'm actually talking about.
That's weird to me.
Yeah, I like Publix fried chicken cold.
Yeah, I much prefer it cold. But you never had a hot dog just out of the fridge?
No. I mean, I'm trying to picture how it tastes. I'm almost going to have to say that this weekend while I'm watching the Marlins and not tweeting about it, I'm going to eat one
Yeah,
cold.
You do that. And you do that. I'd like to get your take on
the
that.
The same concept of bologna, Spam, Vienna sausage, the same concept, Will.
Yeah, that doesn't turn me on though. And none of that food gets me excited.
You didn't sell him on it. He didn't sell you on that.
That Spam usually gets him.
Usually, you thought that was your winner. You thought that was the winner. All right, thank you, Will Manso. Watch him on Local 10. Thanks, Will.
Anytime, guys. Talk soon.
There you go, Will Manso. He had to be out by 4:15 because he's got to go do some work on Local 10. How about that? Gave him 60 seconds. I gave him 60 seconds. All right, we'll cover the pressing hot dog news as we continue.
You can actually get some good-ass hot dogs from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood
Market.
Cook
them, though.
You can cook them.
Cook them.
They're there. They're good. They're delicious like everything else at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They have it all. Go to DelawareChicken.com.
Is that what they mean by raw dog?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.